that rely on the mighty 90.7 to keep us connected and to keep us going in these very, very turbulent times. Please do call 877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm.
KBOO would like to give a special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Isabel's, located at 330 Northwest 10th Avenue in Portland, and serving inventive, veggie-friendly Latin Asian fusion dishes. Lunch was provided by Cannon's Rib Express, located at 5410 Northeast 33rd Avenue, an award-winning barbecue restaurant in Portland. Dinner was provided by Fire on the Mountain Brewery and Catering, with three locations in Portland. Go to portlandwings.com. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Vibe's Grand Opening Weekend and 10th Birthday, Friday, September 22nd at Vibe in Portland. Vibe's Grand Opening Weekend and 10th Birthday will unveil Vibe of Portland's new studio along with a celebration of a decade of empowering kids through art. Again, that's Vibe's Grand Opening Weekend and 10th Birthday, Friday, September 22nd at 7 p.m. at Vibe of Portland's new studio at 5633 Southeast Division Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hello, KBOO community. Since 2014, KBOO has used the concept of the beloved community popularized by Martin Luther King Jr. to give us a framework for ensuring that we intentionally create space for dialogue between KBOO community members so KBOO continues to flourish as a space for creative collaboration. A small group of KBOO volunteers and staff are meeting monthly to help ensure that the beloved community work of KBOO's three-year strategic plan moves forward in a good way and continues to support us in being a better and better community and radio station. Most recently, we drafted a statement on what the term beloved community at KBOO means, and we would love your input by September 30th. Please go to kboo.fm or stop by the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue for a paper copy of the survey. This will take 5 minutes of your time. Your input will help us make sure this statement is the strongest, clearest, and most inspiring and most inclusive statement it can be. Please email del@kboo.org if you have any questions. Thank you.
The time now is 11:02, and you are listening to KBOO Portland. Please support us during our fall membership drive by calling 877-500-5266 or by going online to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
Welcome to the KBOO Food Show. I'm your host, Chris Siegel. We're in the middle of the membership drive here at KBOO, so please call in and pledge your support at any time during the hour. We are dedicating this entire hour to talking about the Northwest Permaculture Convergence. And if you pledge a donation of $75 or more to KBOO during the food show, you will receive entry into the Convergence the last weekend in September. We'll have more information about how to become a member throughout the show. Later on, I'll be talking with Riddy DeCruz and Matthew Bebo from City Repair. They are going to be participating in the Northwest Permaculture Convergence and will be talking with me about their urban permaculture programs. I'll also be talking with permaculturist Andrew Millison. There is lots of news about global climate change and the devastating weather events we are experiencing in its wake. Andrew focuses on how we can adapt in the face of climate change by using various permaculture practices. And of course, I'll be talking with Marisha Auerbach for our monthly garden segment. The rains are here, so what do we do now? Marisha has some garden advice so we can keep maximizing the harvest throughout the fall. But first, the Northwest Permaculture Convergence is a place for community leaders, city planners, students, urban gardeners, really anyone who has a stake in the future of our planet, where they will be gathering to talk about a sustainable future. My first guest on the show is Pat Rasmussen, who is organizing the Northwest Permaculture Convergence. Pat starts off by giving a brief overview of the event.
It'll start on September 9, Friday, with all-day tours around Portland of permaculture sites. There's Kailash Eco Village, Alberta Street Area, Marisha Auerbach's Home Garden, Kelly Grove Community, Columbia Eco Village, the Deephaven site, and Greywater sites. That'll be from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Then in the evening at 7 will be a keynote with Mark Lakeman and the City Repair Team. On Saturday and Sunday, we'll have presentations. We have 6 tracks. So we have Permaculture Basics 101, Neighborhoods, Urban, Rural, Social, and Economy. So we'll have 30 different presentations. And we have great presenters, and we'll have wonderful food, and there'll be Skillshare and vendors and some goats and some biochar and camping. So it'll be at the Clark County Fairgrounds on Delphi Road in Ridgefield, Washington, which is about 20 miles north of Portland. It's a fairground, so we have a large building with plenty of camping sites, RV sites. People can start arriving about 2 or 3 on Friday and stay the whole weekend.
So that idea of camping, I feel like that kind of will get at this next question, but why is it called a convergence as opposed to a conference?
It's called a convergence because 10 years ago, as you may remember, we were in an economic crisis, and some of the leading permaculture teachers in the Northwest said it's time to come together and make some plans about how we're going to help to recover the economy and to help to lead the country into a more green and resilient future. So it's the idea of a coming together. Rather than just people talking to you and presenting like in a conference, it's more of a gathering of permaculture people and people who want to learn more about permaculture. So we converge and we share information. The presentations will be very hands-on this year, how people are running a business, for example, putting in edible landscaping in Seattle. There are 4 or 5 different businesses up there, and how people are designing farms to be have permaculture, perennial polycultures, and swales on contour, and how you can design your own home garden and raise more food and live in a more resilient way. So it's a coming together.
And is there an event? I mean, I'm sure you're looking forward to all of it, but is there a specific activity or event that you find really exciting?
Well, personally, I'm quite excited by David Algren coming. He has worked with Jeff Lawton, a leading permaculture teacher from Australia, who has put in permaculture installations all over the world, using swales on contours. So you can have a big farm and you capture all your water that you'd need. You harvest water naturally using swales on contour. And he designs and installs farms of 20 acres to 1,000 acres using perennial polycultures. And this is very good for climate change because agriculture put 30 to 50% of carbon into the atmosphere, but permaculture can turn that around. We can reverse climate change and pretty quickly just by changing agricultural methods. So what he's going to be teaching is how we can do that on the large scale.
This is sort of a details question. If people were interested in going, how could they learn more about the event?
They can go to our website, which is northwestpermaculture.org, and the program is on there. Of course, it can change, but the program is on there, and in the bios and the information about the presentations will be there. And yeah, that's where they can register. And if anyone wants to provide a Skillshare, the Skillshare and vendors will be right in this large room where we'll be having the presentations. So if you have a skill that you want to share or something that you'd like to vend during the convergence, it'll all be there.
Pat, we're going to be talking about this event more throughout the hour. I really appreciate you coming on and telling us a little bit about the Northwest Permaculture Convergence.
And thanks for sharing our convergence with everyone there in Portland.
That was Pat Rasmussen, organizer of the 2017 Northwest Permaculture Convergence. You're listening to The Food Show on KBOO. Coming up, we'll be talking with Andrew Millison, as well as City Repair, about their participation in the Northwest Permaculture Convergence. But first, we need your help. Here's what you can do to become a member and support KBOO Community Radio.
That's right, Chris. You can call 877-500-5266. As we are in the beginning of our fall membership drive, moving towards the middle, I suppose. And we do this just one listener at a time, calling up with your contribution, with your support to KBOO, making sure that we stay strong together. I'm Ani. I'm here with Jenka. And this is a great time to call your community radio station to make sure you are taking part, that you are being involved and active in your community radio media resource. Right now, everyone that calls today is being entered in a daily drawing. Today's drawing is for creative body art. You can win a $200 gift certificate from Skeleton Key Tattoo in Portland. We are offering a new prize every day of the drive. You can call 877-500-5266 right now to be entered for your chance to win. And all rules and restrictions can be found at kboo.fm.
We are listening to The Food Show, and they're talking about the Northwest Permaculture Convergence. I'm very excited about this convergence. It's happening September 29th to October 1st up at the Clark County Fairgrounds, just up north of Vancouver, and it's pretty easy to get there from Portland. And we do have tickets to that Northwest Permaculture Convergence for your gift to KBOO. If you can pledge to KBOO and do a $75 contribution, you can get a weekend pass to the 2017 Northwest Permaculture Convergence, which is where people show and tell what they're doing to create a more peaceful, green, and resilient culture and economy in scale, from hyper-local to global. And that's happening, and you can be a part of it, and you can be a part of KBOO with your call of support right now. Those are limited. I think we only have two of those weekend passes for the first two people who call at the $75 level. So please call 877-500-5266. KBOO Community Radio brings you solutions. We don't just fearmonger. We don't fearmonger at all, in fact. We are not like the corporate media structure that tries to keep people in fear and totally just susceptible to the ads that they put on. No, we are empowerment radio. We're movement radio. We are movement radio for social change. And KBOO is here for you. Call right now. Be a part of this. Get yourself a thank you gift. Go to that Northwest Permaculture Convergence as a thank you. 877-500-5266. Community support matters.
That's absolutely true. We are solutions oriented, and I love the fact that Chris is going to be talking with Matthew Bebo and Rudy DeCruz from City Repair. Those are very frequent guests here on KBOO, because City Repair, again, is a solutions oriented kind of group. They are people who want to rethink how we are putting our neighborhoods together, how we are putting our cities together, how we are feeding ourselves, how we are sustaining ourselves in a way that actually works with each other and with the earth. And that's exciting. That's information that is uplifting, and it's something that we can take in and then know that we have power to change our world and change our situation for the better. KBOO is a vital part of that. Please, this is the moment that you can be a vital part of KBOO. Give us a call at 877 500 5266. Your contribution of $75 can be broken down into monthly bite-sized pieces of 6 1/4 a month, and that is just so much value in making sure that you are getting independent media to yourself and to the rest of your community all throughout the year for that contribution. And you can also pick up a pair of tickets to the Permaculture Festival,
the Convergence.
And really, I was going to say shindig myself, but it's the thing is that it's people coming together to share this information and to be a part of the solution. Be a part of the solution right now by calling 877-500-5266. Help us raise that goal of $200 before noon. You can do it. We can do it with you. We can all be stronger together. 877-500-5266.
You're listening to The Food Show on KBOO. Next up, I'm talking with Andrew Millison. Andrew focuses on permaculture in the face of climate change. He has recently developed an online permaculture course, Advanced Permaculture Design Tools for Climate Resilience, which we talk about. Andrew starts by talking about how he was called to permaculture.
I kind of had a revelation that I really didn't know how to actually survive in the world. I'd grown up in the city, in Philadelphia. And so I was just looking for how can people actually live harmoniously with the earth. And I could just see all the changes on the horizon, a lot of the things that are happening now with the climate and society. And so I was attracted to permaculture and to creating a biologically based energy sources, plants, trees, and ecological housing and water collection, and I saw it as the good life. It looked like how to live in paradise here and on Earth.
You deal primarily with climate in permaculture. It's really interesting because, I mean, climate is such a massive global issue, and permaculture in general seems like it's kind of focused on the specific space. So what is the role of permaculture when you're talking about climate change?
Yeah, I mean, one thing about permaculture is it's really empowering for the individual to actually be able to do something. When we look at some of the large-scale climate issues, it's overwhelming because a lot of the decisions about laws and treaties and, you know, the actions of big corporations and, you know, it's all in the hands of governments, and it's a little bit disempowering to the common person to be able to actually make a positive change in their lives. So permaculture really gives people the means to transform the world directly around them and have their own quality of life benefit from that change and also be adding to the greater change of, climate stabilization is really what we need. Even if you're just revegetating, planting trees in your own space and creating local food production and being a beneficial element to the hydrological cycle by soaking in water, you are adding to the general matrix of healing that we need on the planet to stabilize what is now an imbalanced climatic situation.
And I want to talk about some of these major instabilities. We've been bombarded with news about hurricanes. We're being, plagued with wildfires here in the West. What is permaculture? What can it do in the face of those kinds of events?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, we're getting a little bit past the possibility of mitigation. And we're really getting to the adaptation phase here, because if you look at things like average annual temperature and precipitation, I mean, things are really shifting. And, you know, at least in the Pacific Northwest, it's interesting because I've been looking at a lot of climate data and such. And, you know, August, really hot month. We were actually in a completely different climate classification. We were more like the same climate classification as the Central Valley down in California this August. So if we continue to have months like that that are higher than average temperature, putting us over certain thresholds, then, you know, our ecosystem begins to change. Like this, you know, this last month we've seen our ecosystem changing with fire. We've seen fires popping up in places that don't usually carry fire, like down in the, you know, coastal rainforest. And so to some degree, permaculture is, you know, we use foresight and we look at what's happening. We say, okay, we are actually literally shifting climate types here. You know, the same climate of, you know, of places in California is actually creeping up into Oregon. So we need to look at design systems, plant types, water strategies that are going to actually adapt to different climate conditions than what we have historically had here. And so permaculture really gives us tools and principles to use things like maximum diversity and really seeing overall patterns in the landscape and designing for catastrophe, designing for wildfires, designing for floods. And it really gives us this toolbox to have somewhat of a rational response to some of the real instability that we are facing and it seems like we'll continue to face.
Well, so I want to dig into those tools. So you're creating an online course called Advanced Permaculture Design Tools for Climate Resilience. Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
Yeah, so part of it is a little bit of what I was just talking about is just actually looking at climate types and projecting what climate zone your location will be in the future. So, you know, looking a lot at how we assess the particular climatic conditions of our region and how we classify them. And then once we see what's going to happen, you know, what's projected and forecasted to happen in our area, we're going to see some of the really big events and new patterns that we're going to need to design for. So it's like a logical way of breaking down climate change forecasting to give us the ability to actually project what's going to happen. And then permaculture, of course, has these great decision-making tools for assessing what the most dominant forces are acting on our particular landscape based on our position in the landscape, based on the sun, the wind, potential fires, the soil. So all these different forces that we can assess when we add climate change forecasting, it just gives us this new tool to be able to design for what we're becoming.
I want to ask, since we're talking about the Northwest Permaculture Convergence today, what you're going to be focusing on at the Convergence?
Yeah, this is actually what I'm talking about at the Convergence, are finding your analog climate, so finding other climate types that are the same around the world as the location you're in, and then also finding your climate change analog, so finding other climates around the world that are the climate that your climate is becoming.
Andrew, thank you so much for coming on the Food Show and talking with me.
You are so welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was permaculturist Andrew Millison. You're listening to the Food Show on KBOO. In a bit, I'll be talking with folks from City Repair, as well as Marisha Auerbach for our monthly garden segment. But first, we just talked about how climate change affects us here in the Pacific Northwest and ways you can use permaculture practices to adapt. If you want to keep getting that super local information, we need your help. Become a member at KBOO today, and you can receive entry into the 2017 Northwest Permaculture Convergence.
You're listening to the Food Show on KBOO Community Radio, and this is our fall membership drive, as Chris mentioned, and we are asking for your support. Can you support KBOO and be a part of your community radio station? Your number to call is 877-500-5266. We're hearing from the Food Show about permaculture, and we're the station that is not afraid to talk about climate change and to talk not just about the some sort of false debate about it, but no, how are we going to mitigate this? How are we going to sustain ourselves through this? And how are we going to shift our economy to a non-fossil fuel-based economy? We are a station that focuses on solutions, and I know that you appreciate that because you are a part of the solution, and you're a part of this movement for change to make the world a better place, and you appreciate the fact that you have KBOO on the airwaves, and now it's your time to support. Maybe you've never supported a community radio station before. Maybe you don't even know what this is. This is a station that depends on listener support. It's very different from a commercial radio station that uses commercial money to influence the content that is on the airwaves. No, this is an independent station. It's independent because we have listener support. That means if you give $5 a month, $10 a month, if you're able to do a sustaining gift, maybe you could do a $500 gift. Now is the time to do it. And that keeps this station going. 877-500-5266. Make that investment in your community today.
Absolutely, because your membership empowers people in your community to offer news, to bring together their perspectives, their areas of expertise, their passions, and to share that in a space that can bring that information that is so relevant to your life. And we do it by sharing this airwave, by sharing the resources here at KBOO, and those are the resources that your membership pays for. You are one of our grassroots community supporters when you call 877-500-5266 and you contribute what you can. I'm going to suggest that you give 1 hour's wage every month. When you think about giving at that level, it spreads the support around our community so that everyone can give something that is comfortable for them. 1 hour's wage every month. If you are regularly employed, just go ahead and what you make in an hour, decide to commit that to the empowerment of your entire community. Call 877-500-5266 and talk to the volunteer answering the phone about becoming a sustaining member of KBOO this morning. If you have been a sustaining member of KBOO and you've been giving in a monthly way, then consider increasing that to reflect that 1 hour's wage every month and help KBOO grow stronger with your participation. 877-500-5266. Call right now. You can also go to kboo.fm.
You as a listener are somebody who really values diversity of voices on the radio. You're somebody who is generous, who's kind, who cares about making this world a better place. Well, here you're listening to The Food Show talking about making a more peaceful, green, and resilient culture and economy and scale. This is a station that you, I think, can relate to because it connects you to the planet and to the community around you. And I think that that's important, and I hope that you do as well. And we'll consider giving a membership to KBOO and being a part of this at 877-500-5266. This empowers us to empower others and to put the voices on the airwaves that are left out of corporate media and focuses on the solutions and not continually just fear-mongering and berating the listener and the viewer. No, we are here for you and we are here with you. Let's do this together. Complete that circle. We are here and you are here and let's do it together. Can you give a generous contribution to KBOO? Dig deep. Can you give $500 and contribute at that level? Or maybe a $5 a month contribution is what's right for you. Whatever it is, call right now. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO, if you need to remember the number for a moment. But do make that call this hour and support public affairs programming on KBOO.
Absolutely. You know, it is important that we act together. There is dire information. We are looking at climate change in our face, right? It's finally come to our own shores this last year, and we are experiencing it. We are experiencing the incompetency and downright mean-spiritedness and bombastic attitudes coming out of D.C. right now. We are experiencing what really feels like our world falling apart, but it's up to us to put that world back together. And we need a hub of community to keep us strong, together, and informed while we are doing that. We need KBOO. And that is why right now I know that you understand the importance of banding together. You understand the importance of collective action. And you are moved to your phone to become a member of KBOO today. Right now, please give us a call at 877-500-5266 and sustain us with your monthly contribution, 1 hour's wage every month. Think about that. Know that you can work a KBOO hour when you're feeling kind of down at work, when you're feeling kind of like disempowered, when you're feeling kind of alienated and isolated there, wherever you are in your workday. Know that that's the hour you are working for your community, and you can feel that connection, and you can take part. It's as easy as making this call right now. That's 877-500-5266, or contribute online at kboo.fm. Make that commitment to sustain your community and to be a part of this.
You are listening to The Food Show on KBOO Community Radio. I'm Chris Siegel. City Repair, the organization that puts on the Village Building Convergens, is working to promote urban permaculture in Portland. They are going to be putting on multiple events at the Northwest Permaculture Convergens at the end of this month. Joining me from City Repair is Riddhi DeCruz and Matthew Bebo.
My name is Riddhi DeCruz, and I'm one of four co-executive directors at City Repair Project. Thank you for having us on the show.
And my name is Matt Bebo, and I am the Educational Events Director at the City Repair Project, and I also am a director with the Institute of Permaculture Education for Children, and manage Jean's Farm, which is a small educational farm in Southeast Portland.
So we are going to be talking mostly about permaculture on today's show, but could you give us a brief overview of what City Repair does?
So City Repair was born out of a community project that actually got a lot of attention and had a lot of success really before the idea to have this kind of organization was birthed. There was a desire among a core group of neighbors to create space in their neighborhood that really served them and to give the neighborhood more of a feel of who lived there and to serve them, because really a lot of places, especially in urban environments, they're designed by folks that don't live in the area, and there's not a lot to define it as, like being in relationship with who's living there. So the project was born out of a couple of smaller community projects, one being the first intersection painting, or as we call them now, intersection repairs in Portland. And that led to a lot of interest in creating similar opportunities for other groups of neighbors in the city and beyond. And those conversations early on, I think somewhere around 20 years ago, are what led to the decision to found the City Repair Project as a nonprofit, so that the cumulative learning on how these kinds of community building projects happen can be beneficial to anybody now today who wants to create a place that feels more like where they want to live and add features that serves the community.
And so, Riddhi, could you tell us about the Village Building Convergence? I know we're a ways off from it. It doesn't happen until summer of next year, but it seems to be like the major event that City Repair puts on.
Yeah. So VBC 2018 is June 1st to June 10th, and it's a 10-day urban permaculture festival where we... it's the main vehicle through which these community projects are implemented. So every year we work with community project sites across the city, and now increasingly in Oregon City and Gresham and Beaverton as well. And we kind of we help them with their program management from the envisioning of their project to the implementation, and using the reclaiming the cycle of the seasons, when spring is usually the time when bonfires were hosted. We kind of capture that energy and funnel it into the Village Building Convergence and draw crowds from all over the world, really. And these community projects are painting the streets, they're building benches and ovens and sometimes even larger structures. And they're also installing various forms of ecological landscaping with a permaculture lens. So it's our way of helping these brave and amazingly visionary community members enact their neighbors' visions onto the streets.
So what's really beautiful about the model of the Village Building Convergence is that it's built on the coordination of the timelines of multiple projects in the city, so that they all have their building days in that same 10-day period that we call and the public knows as the Village Building Convergence. And that allows us to do a lot of things. It allows us to gather resources and materials at a larger scale at a lower cost and oftentimes free to benefit the sites. And we're also able to promote this event as a much wider event rather than just individual projects happening all across the city. And so the Village Building Convergence, therefore, has a much greater draw than just the specific neighborhoods and even just the specific city where the event is taking place. And people really have the opportunity to look at a whole long list, upwards of 30 different project sites to decide which one's closest to them or which building skill or community activity or gardening skill they want to get more practice in. And the model of exchange is essentially that people come to volunteer, somebody who's skilled in whatever's happening at that site, might be a professional natural builder or a gardener, will give sort of like an on-site workshop so that the folks that show up understand what to do, and then the folks that are there then spend a number of hours on that particular day building the project or supporting the project. And so that's the kind of exchange. So we actually achieve quite a bit with an incredibly small budget, really just leveraging the power of community and the amplification of the reach of this project based on the coordination of the timing of the event.
When you talk about the role of city repair and you talk about placemaking, it immediately makes me think of community gardens and that idea of permaculture. So where does permaculture play into city repair's mission?
I'm going to say pretty centrally, just because many of these projects have an infusion of permaculture design. And, you know, Mark, our co-founder, Mark Lakeman, is a permaculture educator. He speaks all over the nation. This year, actually, we have a urban permaculture design course that used to be run by Mark and his colleague and housemate at the Planet Repair Institute, which is kind of ground zero for city repair. It's a neighborhood and the main, I would say, the driving force behind our first intersection painting. And so what started there, and then Matt a few years ago, maybe 4 years ago, and he can speak to this directly, but he started co-teaching along with Matt, and then now I'm also involved. And then this year we were like, let's just bring it back to city repair in a more formal way. And so I think we're realizing more and more that placemaking and permaculture go very closely, like they're very closely knitted together. And that's like, you know, how we facilitate and kind of advise on community projects. And I will say it's also how we design our own systems as an organization. So whether that's, you know, our own leadership culture, how we plan strategically over long terms, like longer terms, and just various ways. It's just a way of being in some sense.
You mentioned the Urban Permaculture Design course. I'm wondering, Matt, if you could go into a little bit more detail about what that is exactly.
Sure, yeah. So the Permaculture Design course is an internationally recognized training in permaculture design. It's typically at least a 72-hour commitment, and the participant of the course gets a certificate, and those are recognized around the world with all the different permaculture institutions. And within that course, folks have exposure to not just the permaculture model, which sort of in summary is like how we can retrain ourselves to see the world through the lens of like looking for how nature already does a lot and performs a lot of beneficial functions, and how we can design our human systems based on that that brilliant capacity of nature to be really efficient and effective, and then apply that, of course, to our daily lives. And this course is unique in a number of ways. We call it an urban permaculture design course, and so really what that means is that in addition to the foundational curriculum of that internationally recognized design course, we're adding about 24 more hours of content specific to and going into more detail within the urban environment. It's applicable to folks who are trying to figure out how to shift their daily livings, and from, you know, where they're getting their food to how they're preparing it to how they're collecting resources such as rainwater and positioning the garden in consideration of sunlight, all those kinds of things to help folks design their properties better. But also there's a lot of emphasis on how with, you know, two or more households, like at the block scale, at the neighborhood scale, how we can design strategically to help meet each other's needs, because in a city environment, we can't live independently. It's really about interdependence. And so the strategy at that point becomes, what makes the most sense for me to do? What makes the most sense for you to do? What are our skills? What are our needs? And how can we coordinate that in a way while meeting these goals, as I stated before, of, you know, benefiting each other and the environment, the place that we live. And as Rudy mentioned, coming back into the fold with City Repair, so now having this course running out of the City Repair organization is truly a coming home of a lot of this work. City Repair has an excellent reach and a lot of active work in the community, and so now being run through a nonprofit, that of course also opens up other opportunities for us. So we're very excited to run this year's course. It starts in just a couple of weeks in October, and we'd be very happy for folks to join us. And you can find us at cityrepair.org/UPDC.
So I want to turn it to the Northwest Permaculture Convergence. Randy, could you tell us what City Repair is going to be doing at the Convergence this year?
Three main things, actually four. The first thing that is kind of a tag on, it's not actually during the Convergence, but it's just before, we are hosting a Place Justice dialogue with some of our brightest community leaders working on the intersection between place and equity. And that's happening on Tuesday, September 26th at the Q Center on Mississippi. And then on Thursday, Matt is hosting an event that I'll let him speak to.
Sure, yeah. The event is formative right now. The one commitment that we do have is from a really wonderful musician named Yohei Miyake, who lives in Japan and who will be in the country for a permaculture tour. And so we've got the musical act lined up, and he'll also speak to some of his activism work in Japan. He ran for a very prominent political office and has generated a lot of support as an activist in addition to being a musician. And I think the night will have a theme of international permaculture and some of the work that's happening around the world. So that'll be on Thursday as a lead-up event to the Northwest Permaculture Convergence, and the location will be announced shortly. It'll probably be right here in Southeast Portland.
And then on Friday, I'm hosting, on behalf of City Repair, I'm hosting a tour in the Northeastern neighborhood. We are going to be visiting Sabin Orchard, Sabin School, specifically their garden, a mid-block painting just outside our community house. And then micro infill co-housing project just down the street from us, Sabin Green. And then we'll be ending the tour at Levin Community, just a pillar of community organizers and organizations coming under one roof and reimagining what a church can be. So that is happening on Friday. And then in the evening, Mark Hickman's giving some kind of opening remarks, followed by a collaborative keynote by four or five of us from City Repair, kind of like a plenary. And we'll be talking about the intersection between permaculture and urban, in an urban context. Because like Matt was saying, our urbanity gives us certain specific challenges and also opportunities. So we really want to delve into that more.
If somebody wanted to get involved with City Repair, how could they get in touch with you?
info@cityrepair.org. And our website is cityrepair.org.
You can find City Repair on Facebook as well, and we're oftentimes listing work parties and other events where people can show up to. So oftentimes a nice way to begin your involvement is to come to one of the events and lend a hand, meet some great people, and find out when the next thing's happening.
Matt and Randy, thank you so much for coming on to the Food Show and talking with me.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, Chris.
Appreciate it.
That was Randy DeCruz and Matthew Bebo from City Repair. You're listening to The Food Show on KBOO. In a bit, we'll have our monthly garden segment with Marisha Auerbach. But first, here's how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
You can do it very simply, Chris, by calling 877-500-5266. I'm Ani. I'm here with Jenka. This is the middle of our membership drive for the fall, and it is that time that we take a moment to tell you about how important you are to KABU. You know that you rely on KABU to keep you connected to vital information and to things that you can do to make the world a better place. This is such a positive show this morning, looking at permaculture, looking at learning how to live better in harmony with the earth, with each other, knowing how to sustainably create culture and food and sustain ourselves. And right now is the perfect time to jump in and sustain KABU. With your contribution, become one of our grassroots supporters and help us stay strong together. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. We are closing in on the goal for this hour. I think we have just about $80 left to raise, and it's so important to hear from you. You can close that gap and push us over the finish line. 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm.
This is Permaculture Radio right here. You're listening to Chris talking about the ways that people are addressing climate change at a local, national level. This is radio to combat climate change. This is a radio of resistance right here. This is a changing movement where we need to actually look at solutions. We don't have time to waste on debates about whether climate change is happening. No, KABU is beyond that. We are at the point where we're looking at how can we sustain and mitigate ourselves through this crisis. And we are doing that with your support. We're able to bring you voices like those of the City Repair Project, the Northwest Permaculture Convergence, that are actually building a culture and economy and scale from the hyper-local to the global, looking at solutions for living in this ecological and economic crisis that we are in. The number to call to support this and to keep this station going, 877-500-5266. We have thank yous to offer if you can give $10 a month or more. And we do have a drawing that everyone who calls this day will be entered to win a $200 gift certificate from Skeleton Key Tattoo in Portland. Get yourself a tattoo or give that to a loved one. This is a prize that we offer. If you can call 877-500-5266 to be entered for a chance to win. You can go to kabu.fm for rules and restrictions. And while you're there, click on Donate and be a part of KABU, whether you call, whether you give online. The important thing is that you do it and you support this station in this, our fall membership drive.
And you work together with thousands of people just like you, caring and passionate about making the world a better place, compassionately working together to do so, uplifting the entire community with their memberships to KABU Community Radio. I want to thank Jim for renewing in La Center, Washington. Thank you, Jim. And Rebecca renewing in Southeast Portland. Terry, thank you so much for renewing in Northeast Portland, not only a sustaining member, but calling in today to give an additional gift. And that is super cool. And I want to thank Italia, a brand new member in Ridgefield, Washington. Thank you all so much for contributing this morning, for joining us here at KABU, for making the world a better place through your contribution. Please, you can join Jim and Rebecca, Italia and Terry, and all of us here at KABU with your call at 877-500-5266 and push us over the finish line, get us to the goal for this hour, and help our station stay strong together.
You're listening to The Food Show on KBOO. I'm Chris Siegel. The beginning of the rainy season is here, but it's not time to go into hibernation yet. To talk about garden tasks, I'm joined by Marisha Auerbach.
Marisha, welcome back to The Food Show.
Thanks, Chris. I'm glad to be here.
So I want to start with planting, even though we're kind of getting to the end of the season. When's the end of the line for planting quick crops like salad greens?
You know, I really consider it to be fall equinox as the turning point of the year, and similarly spring equinox is the beginning for planting in the spring. But, you know, 2 years ago, I put in some lettuces after fall equinox, and I still had salads all winter. So it really depends on what the weather is going to be this winter. You know, last winter was so cold that nothing really would have taken after fall equinox. But, you know, we still might have a chance. So if people have plants, they might as well just get them in.
And then what kind of plants should we start getting in now thinking about overwintering?
Well, you know, like we said on that last question, as we approach fall equinox, which is tomorrow, there's not much that can still go in. So it's mostly, if you're going to try to push it, putting in like your lettuces, and then some of the hardier greens like chicories, escaroles, mizuna, endive, radicchio, all of those are a bit hardier, as well as mache and chervil and chickweed. As we get to October, then it's time to put in our garlic crop, which is pretty exciting, and fava beans can be planted at any time of the year.
So I want to turn to some of the longer crops that we've had in over the summer. I got a question about winter squash. When do we stop watering winter squash? When do we let the fruit kind of finish up on the plant?
I tend to keep watering my winter squash until the leaves start to die back. When the leaves die back, that means that the winter squash is ready and it's reached full storage potential. I actually checked in with the master gardeners this year about this, and they say you should stop watering when the vine begins to wilt, which is pretty in line with what I tend to think. As it starts, as those leaves die back, the plant is ready, and it's starting to push all of its energy into the winter squash. And then you can look at your stems on your winter squash to see when they start shriveling up and separating from the plant, then you know that your squash is ready.
Great. And then for other long season plants, how do we know when it's the right time to pull them from the garden?
Well, you know, some people just get tired of looking at them and pull them up. I tend to let mine stay in as long as they're producing. So, you know, with tomatoes, as they start to look more leafy than fruity, it's a good time to start limbing up the leaves up to the fruit and letting out and taking out some of the leaves so more light can get into the tomatoes. Some people are pulling them now, bringing in green tomatoes, ripening them on a windowsill, and you could certainly do that. Personally, I'm very proud of myself when I have tomatoes at Thanksgiving, fresh tomatoes, so I tend to leave some to stay in the garden. The winter squash you pull once all the leaves die back. You know, zucchini is going to start having a lot of powdery mildew, as well as cucumbers, so that's when those need to go.
So, as we all know, we're starting to get into the rains. So, what should we be doing now to prepare for the rainy season?
You know, we can mulch our gardens is a really good thing to do right now as we prepare. It's amazing the weight of a raindrop on the soil. So, as the leaves start to fall, leaves are really great as mulch for the annual vegetable garden, and they help reduce the impact of the rain so that when the spring comes, we can rake back that mulch and our gardens are still nice and fluffy rather than being compacted from the rain.
And you talked about this earlier with plantings, but how about cover crops? Is it too late to get cover crops in?
No, it's not too late to get cover crops in. Fava beans can be planted any time of the year. You can also put in Austrian field peas, winter rye. Those are the ones I generally put in at this time of year.
Great. And with the fava beans, is there a benefit of having them? Can we get them for eating in the fall or spring?
Yeah, I actually eat the leaves. I eat the flowers. And then I eat the pods, and then I save the seeds off of them. So the key thing to keep in mind with cover crops is that right before they flower is when they have the most amount of nitrogen to contribute to the soil. As they flower, they start sending their energy into seed production, and so that's an important shift in the composition of the plant as far as the benefits that we want for our gardens. So with fava beans, if you want to grow them for the beans, you still have some benefit for having them as a cover crop. You know, protecting the soil against erosion, and you get some nitrogen fixation as they grow, but that maximum amount of nitrogen fixation is decreased if you let them go to produce pods. However, fava beans are one of those great cover crops that's useful both for food as well as for nitrogen fixation, as well as for building soil tilth, which is that fluffy texture that we like in our soils that has good airflow and water flow capacity within the soil. So even if you harvest your fava beans as beans for eating, you still are getting that benefit of building good tilth in your soil while the nitrogen fixation may be decreased.
So we're talking Northwest Permaculture Convergence on this show, and you're going to be attending. What are you going to be doing at the Convergence this year?
Well, this year at the Convergence, I'm going to be highlighting the transformation of my yard. We have been at the same house, which was a foreclosure, over the last 6 years, and we've designed it for maximizing food production, energy efficiency, and being able to provide as much of our needs as possible on site. Zane and I moved into this house thinking that, you know, most of humanity lives in cities these days, and it's important to be able to apply permaculture design in a city so that we can reduce our ecological footprint. So that's the topic of my talk.
Great. And we're about out of time, but what else, what do you got going on coming in the near future?
Well, this Saturday I have a workshop at the Woodlawn Farmers Market at 11 a.m. We're going to be doing some hands-on seed saving. It should be sunny on Saturday, it's expected. And then on October 3rd is the next workshop in my workshop series, Grow Your Own Produce, and that one is going to be on garlic, cover crops, and compost. And then at the end of the month, we're starting our next round of the online permaculture design course through Oregon State University.
Great. Marisha, thank you so much for coming back on and talking the garden with us.
Thanks, Chris.
That was permaculturist Marisha Auerbach. You're listening to The Food Show on KBOO. Before The Food Show ends, I want to remind you that you can get your entry to the Northwest Permaculture Convergence while also supporting KBOO Community Radio. Here is how you can support this station.
You support the station by calling 877-500-5266 and stepping forward as a proud KBOO member. You can get us to the goal of this fall membership drive. That's $105,000 that we are looking to raise by the end of Thursday, a week from tomorrow. It is each of us taking right action that will get us there. Working together, it gets the goods. 877-500-5266 is that number to call to stay strong with KBOO, your community radio station. And everyone that calls that number today will be entered to win a gift certificate for Creative Body Art from Skeleton Key Tattoo in Portland. We are offering a new prize every day for a daily drawing during this membership drive. Just call 877-500-5266 to be entered for your chance to win, and you can get the full set of rules and restrictions at kboo.fm.
While you're there, click on the donate button and contribute to KBOO that way. It's very easy to do on the on your phone, on the KBOO app as well. If you don't have that, you can download it and just click donate and become a member through the app or through the website. These airwaves are part of a common treasury. They belong to all of us, but so much of the spectrum is occupied without your input. KBOO is the place on the dial where you have a say, and we're asking you to support that at $10 a month. We can offer you a t-shirt that says KBOO Hooray, and it has flowers hopping out of a flower pot in appreciation of KBOO as a thank you for being part of this community effort. You're listening to The Food Show, where Chris has been talking about real life actions. People are growing food, green technology, wild spaces, education, transforming urban infrastructure, sustainable food politics. This is what KBOO is about, looking at the solutions, looking at the way through this time of crisis into a better world. And we know that you support that. Can you support at the $10 a month level? Consider it. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Don't think too hard. Just do it. Just call us up and say, yeah, I'm ready. I want to be a part of this movement for social change. I want to be a part of democracy on the airwaves. I don't want to take it for granted anymore. 877-500-5266. We've got 3 minutes left to support public affairs this morning. You know, by the end of today, we're trying to raise a little over $5,000. If you're someone who could do that $5,000 all at once, we would appreciate it if you could do a monthly contribution of $5. That could be contribute to that as well. All of the amounts that are given contribute to the same pot of money, and that is KABU, 877-500-5266.
You know, your dollars work to promote cross-pollinization of so many issues.
Cross-pollinization? I think it's cross-pollination. Pollination. There
yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I like Z's. I like extra
bees.
Syllables. It's a thing.
You want the bees in there.
But, you know, that's the thing, bees. That we have all these conversations around many different topics. We look at climate change. We look at permaculture. We look at food justice. We look at economic justice. We look at environmental justice. We look at gender identity issues. We look at the LGBTQ spectrum. We look at the police state and police abuse of authority. And these issues really are all tied together. And when you listen to these deeper conversations on KABU, you can create your own analysis of this complex world and figure out your part in making it better. You can be a part of the solution. We band together and take collective action to turn things over. And right now, your participation in community media here at KABU really helps. It's a significant thing to do. Right now is the time to do it. Go ahead, give us that call. With your $10 a month contribution, you can get us that much closer to the finish line, knowing that you are doing your part to keep KABU strong and to keep your community strong with independent media. 877-500-5266 is the number to call, or online at kboo.fm. Jenka was talking about the Hip Hip KABU t-shirt. And I got to say, it's done by Craig Thompson, who is one of the most renowned graphic artists, graphic novelists at this time. And he donated that design to KABU while he was here in the studios being interviewed about his work, because he loved us and he wanted to gift us with something. And so we have that t-shirt for you. Thanks to Craig Thompson, and thanks to SW Conser for making that happen. And Jen Davis, too. Thank you all for making that happen. And you can avail yourself of it right now with your call to 877-500-5266. Again, online, you can get us at kboo.fm, but take that action now. Don't delay. Don't procrastinate. Become an empowered member of independent media. Call 877-500-5266.
KABU would like to give a special thanks to our local community partner who donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Isabel's, located at 330 Northwest 10th Avenue in Portland, and serving inventive, veggie-friendly Latin Asian fusion dishes. Lunch was provided by Cannon's Rib Express, located at 5410 Northeast 33rd Avenue, an award-winning barbecue restaurant in Portland. Dinner was provided by Fire on the Mountain Brewery and Catering, with three locations in Portland. Go to portlandwings.com. For more information on how you can support KABU, call 877-500-5266 right now.
KABU's Fall Drive Daily Prize Drawing Rules. Everyone who donates will be entered into the daily prize drawing. No purchase necessary to be entered. Making a purchase or contribution will not improve an individual's chance of winning. The prize drawing is subject to all applicable federal, state, and local laws and regulations, void where prohibited, or restricted by law or regulations. To enter, call 877-500-5266 between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. and provide your name, complete address with zip code, date of birth, and day evening phone numbers with area code. Only one entry per person per household will be accepted.